It pays to be diligent. It pays to be diligent. How many of us are really diligent when we want to have something done? When we want to have a dream fulfilled in our life, when we want to have something that is important for us, can we really be diligent in maintaining our thoughts continuously on the idea of that dream that we want, that ideal that we have? Unfortunately, our diligence is okay when it comes to something that's not too terribly important. But when it's something important, something that hurts, when we have a pain, when we have an illness, when we have anything that is really facing us and saying, this is a challenge, this is something going to be very tremendous for us to look at. And then all of a sudden, we begin thinking, why are we doing this? Why are we having this attitude? Why are we allowing ourselves to think these things? Why are we allowing ourselves to have this sort of a thought that's going through our mind? Why do we do that? Have you ever been ill? Have you ever had an illness that was bothering you very tremendously, and it was just getting to you, and you think, oh, dear, perhaps we'd better just to die, just to end it all and no longer have to suffer under these things anymore? Or is that the time for us to stand firm and say, hey, I live on principle. Everything in my life has always been principle. It's always been whatever my belief is, that's my experience. Wherever my attention is, that's my life. Wherever anything that I'm doing, that's what's important to me. Now, when am I going to wake up and say, everything's important to me? If I let myself dwell in thoughts of happiness and harmony and peace and love and joy, when I let myself dwell in the feelings that all is divine, all is divine, all is in divine order, when I let myself dwell in those feelings, and I dwell in them consistently, all of a sudden, all of that illness, that unhappiness, that sickness that was bothering me, all of that desire that was not fulfilled that's bothering me, all those things just sort of fade away. They fade away, and all of a sudden, I haven't been paying attention to them. I'm paying attention to just being whole and perfect, just being delighted, just being happy, just being fulfilled, just being wonderful in every possible way. Yes, that's the way I feel. Now, is that me? Is that who I really am? Why don't I act that way all the time? Why don't I live that way all the time? Why don't I be that way all the time? Why don't I just always stay in that happy frame of consciousness, that happy frame of mind? I can do it. I can do it very readily. I can do it very easily. And I do it a lot. But then something comes along and shakes my boat. Something comes along and makes me wonder, is it really true? Am I really living in a body that's whole and perfect? Am I really living in a world that's harmonious? Am I really living in a world that's filled with peace and love and joy? You know, we can have too much information. We can have too much communication. We can have too much going on in our world that we sometimes think that this is such a busy world. And we look at all of the things that are going on, all of the politics that are going on. We look at all the wars that are going on around the world, and we think to ourselves, why? Why does this take place? Why do these things have to be? Well, they don't have to be. We don't have to be. Wherever our attention is, wherever our thought is, that's our experience. Wherever our thought is, that's our experience. Can you take your consciousness and move it into the frame of reference that you want to think about all the time. Can you take your frame of consciousness and live in that ideal that is who you really are? Live in that ideal that is your only self. Can you be that way? Can you know that for yourself? Can you love that for yourself? Can you be that in every way, in every attitude, in every thought? We can, but it takes a little bit of training. And this training is something very important for all of us. Now, how do we want to go about training ourselves? How do we want to go about training ourselves to being at all times loving, at all times successful, at all times healthy, at all times happy, at all times all these good things? Well, if we want those good things, it means we must keep our thoughts on good things. Now, do you object to things, or do you say, let's find the good in them? Do you object to movies that you watch and you see something not so good in it? Well, let's find something good in it. Do you look at anything in life that's going on around you? It's coming into your experience. It's coming into your attitude of life for you to be in charge, for you to take charge, for you to decide what is the most important thing for you to think about. What is the most important thing for you to think about in your life, in your world? What is the most important thing for you to think about that's going on in your world? What's the most important thing for you to have go on in your life? What is it? And once you make up your mind, once you make up your mind and once you start thinking to yourself that the most important thing to go on in my world is that I am a happy person, that I am a fulfilled person, that I am a delightful person, that I am in every way going on in this wonderful life that I have. And I can do it. Oh, yes, I can do it. I can do it, and I do it all the time, because that's all that makes any difference for me. That's all that makes any difference for me in anything that I look at in my life. That's all that I want to be. Now, does it happen overnight? No, it doesn't. But it does happen because we put the thought in motion. Can people spend tremendous difficulties? Can people spend tremendous times in illness and then all of a sudden have a whole new attitude of life? All of a sudden decide to change and think in positive ways? All of a sudden decide to live in a happy frame of mind, to know that every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body is ideal. Saying that, every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body is living in its ideal form, in its ideal way, in its ideal creation. Just keep saying that, keep saying that, keep saying that, keep saying that. And watch how that becomes the modus operandi of your life. It becomes the modus operandi of everything you do. It is your mode of operation in every way, shape, and form of your life. And the more you think about it, the more you live it, the more you act it, this becomes the thought that is most primary in your mind, the thought that is most primary in your thinking, in your world. But it means that every single moment you have in the forefront of your consciousness, every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell in my body is ideal. Every cell in my body is ideal. Every cell in my life is ideal. Every thought I have in my thinking is ideal. And I am ideal. And as I have this as my reality, as I hold on to this with every thought, only let it be my thinking, then it is manifest for me. And it comes forth in my life, it comes forth in my world, and it comes forth in all that I am. And nothing else matters. Say this for yourself and watch life become the most exciting adventure you could ever have. And know that it is done now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.